I want to touch a little bit on affirmations today. They've really changed my life. And some people say it sounds weird. There's a lot of different opinions about it. It's amazing if you just trust it. An affirmation without incanting it into your world, without an emotion attached to it, is basically just an illusion. It's delusional. Nobody walks outside and just, on a day they're not feeling that great, and goes, I'm amazing, I'm happy, I'm amazing, I'm happy. That's not going to work. It's delusional. Until you either look yourself in the mirror, you mean it, you find a way to mean it, you pound on your chest, you jumping jack, whatever it takes to you to bring that affirmation into an incantation, to actually incant it throughout your body biologically. From going from the mind of just saying something to the heart of just feeling something, the universe will respond differently. Everybody around you will respond differently. So take a moment to incant these affirmations into your life. Not just read them off paper, not just say them repetitiously. Feel them. That's the key to everything. Emotion is the key to everything. It's the heart center of the universe. It's unlocking all the possibilities. It starts with emotion. I had a client and a friend who called me one night. She was just having a really rough night, and she drove over to my house and came downstairs, and I got in her car. I looked at her face, and she's just like, Kaylin, I'm such a horrible mom. Oh my God, my husband's so unhappy. My job's making me nuts. She just went down the line, and she was just crying with her face on the steering wheel. I think we've all been there before. I know this woman very well. She's just taking a heck of a lot on her plate, and what an incredible human being, though. She really, really is. And I just think that she's lost her sense of self-love. Another subject. But affirmations are a great way to effectively bring it into your life quickly, get you out of a funk, change your state. So I just listened. I listened for about 10 minutes of just drain, and just hearing the words and how she talked about herself was almost hard for me to hear because I don't see them adding up. So when she was done, I looked at her and I said, you really believe all that stuff about yourself? She goes, yeah. And I said, because I see you very differently. Do you trust me? She said, yeah. I said, all right, I'm going to ask you to do something way out of your comfort zone. She goes, all right. So I said, all right, I want you to absolutely replicate what I'm going to do right here next to you. She goes, all right, let's do it. I rolled the windows up. We pulled over somewhere. We sat in a car and I said, I am an amazing human being. And I clapped. She kind of laughed. I was like, don't laugh at me. Don't judge me. Do it. So she does it. I'm an amazing human being. Clap. I said, I can't even hear you. But she goes, I'm an amazing. I said, come on. Make me believe it. Okay. She does it again. I said, now I want you to raise your chin up. Look at your chin. Where's it at? It's pointed to the floor. Okay. Where's your shoulders? Pointed to the floor. Where's your back? Curled over. Depression and sadness have an image. Biologically. So I want you to put your chest up, straighten your back out, put your chin up. How do you feel there? You can see it written all over her face. Even the change in posture can change your mental state. Okay? Let's try this again. I am an amazing human being. So she's got her head up, her chin up. I am an amazing human being. I said, louder, I'm an amazing human being. I am worthy. I am worthy. I'm full of love. I am capable. I am enough. We started going on the line. Just go, 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 go. Everything, for everything negative she said about herself, we reversed it with a positive. We didn't just say it. We slammed our hands on the dashboard. We screamed out the window once. We looked at each other. We laughed. We went through the roof with this. And I looked at her again. I asked her, how do you feel in this moment? I'll tell you one thing, her whole face looked totally different. But She had a smirk on her face and she said, I'm feeling pretty good. I was like, hey, me too. Seriously, after all that crazy talk right now, I'm feeling way good. And this is how fast and effective you can change your entire state. So I asked her to go home. On the way home, I want you to do this, and I want you to do this every day. Before you walk into work, before you get home to see your husband and the kids, get to your best mental state. Fake it till you make it. Say it in your heart space. Say it over and over and over. Check your posture. Do it all. I don't care how weird it is or how weird it feels. Do it 10 minutes a day total. Okay? Don't want to do it 10 minutes a day? Do it 2 minutes a day and watch it change. When your energy changes like that, watch everyone else's energy change around you. She called me back a week later and said everything was different. 6 months later, this woman is an entirely different place than she was. Everybody at work is working on her favor. She's moved up in the business. Her husband is doing great with her. Her kids are doing well. She's looking good. She's feeling good. And she hangs on to her affirmations, her incantations, and she does them daily. There's so many tools out here. We can go so much deeper into this subject, but I can't express to you how amazing affirmations are to get you out of your state, to bring you into more self-acceptance and self-love, to change your language. Do you know that it takes 3 positives to reverse a negative? Science, baby. Right? So when you say something negative about yourself, catch it. On top of these affirmations, it would be great to spend a little time, ask a friend to do you the favor of stopping you when you talk badly about yourself. You might think it's kind of funny. It adds up. I had a friend who used to correct me. God, she made me nuts. But she loved me. And she showed me how to love me more. You hear a friend say anything, oh, I don't know if I can do it. Change that into, yes, you can. I don't know if I'm good enough, or I don't know, I'm weird. All these negative little tiny things we say under our voices. Ask a friend to work on this with you. And work on your affirmations. Do this for a week. I promise you, your state will change. If you really do this from the heart, you put intention to it. I promise. The environment around you will change. You will change. Do it for long enough, you'll see it in your skin and your hair and your look and your glow, and everybody else will too. I wish you all the luck with this project, and make it happen. Cheers.